For nearly 50 years, the town of Schwyz in central Switzerland has held a Kleffele competition on the Friday before Good Friday. Swissinfo reporter Julia Slater went along to listen and watch. And I asked her about it when she came back. Okay, Julia, that's Kleffele. Now tell me, how do they do that?
Well, they have little rectangles of wood which you hold between your fingers. You hold one of them firm with your middle finger, and you somehow twist your wrist, and that gets the other one to flick against it, and you can produce those noises like that. And your hand is also supposed to act as a kind of resonator to make the sound louder.
Sounds pretty tricky. Sounds like it takes years of practice.
Well, I had a go and I really didn't get on very well because I simply couldn't control the rhythm. I could get the two things to hit against each other, but quite arbitrarily. Ruby Kessler of the Kleffele Leibt Association, which organises this competition, he tried his best to help me. And if you listen now, you can hear what I did and how he did it. And I don't think you'll have much difficulty in distinguishing the two.
Und das, das Schwierige ist ja das Wirbeli, ein Wirbel. So.
I think you're right. It takes a lot of practice, but I think it's also a bit like whistling or riding a bicycle. You have to learn it when you're quite young. And I spoke to Jasmine, who's still only in primary school, and she told me where she had started to learn.
In kindy, and then we went into first class and learned it all the time, more and more.
And is it very difficult?
At the start, yeah.
And now?
When we can do it, it's actually very easy.
The way they remember the rhythm of it, they have a kind of little poem that they say in their heads, and she and her friends demonstrated to me what it is.
Eins, zwei, drei. Müller-i hetzi hetz. Müller-i hetzi hetz. Müller-i hetzi. Toben schissen und der Kotze. Schwanz abbissen. Müller-i hetzi hetz. Müller-i hetzi hetz.
So this is something Swiss kids learn in school.
Well, not Swiss kids. Kids in Schwyz and some of the surrounding villages in central Switzerland. It's really, I think, a very, very local custom. But yes, they learn it mainly in school, either from the older children, they look and listen and get tips from them, or the teachers help them, or the Kleffele Association sends people into the schools to show them how it's done. And then traditionally they do it on their way to school, on their way home from school, and in the playground. But only in Lent. It's very much a Lenten custom. It starts on Ash Wednesday and it finishes at Easter, and that's that for the rest of the year.
So where does this custom come from?
Nobody actually knows. There are three theories that they told me about. One is that it was Swiss mercenaries serving in Spain who heard castanets and brought it back with them from there. But in fact, the technique is completely different. The sound may be similar, but the technique is quite different. The second theory is that it was what lepers used to do in the Middle Ages to warn people that they should keep away if they came into the village. The third suggestion is that it does actually have something to do with Easter. In the last week of Lent, the bells of the church were silent and they were replaced by a kind of wooden rattle, which works on a completely different principle from these, but the noise is vaguely similar, and the idea is that perhaps the children were trying to imitate the noise of this rattle. But interestingly, the custom also exists in parts of southern Germany, and there it's a carnival custom that takes place just before Lent.
And where do they get the Kleffele? Are they something you can go buy at the supermarket or what?
Well, you don't buy them at the supermarket. I mean, traditionally, people made them or their fathers made them for them. Nowadays, quite often, it's the local carpenter. They'll just knock them up and either very simple ones and either give them away or sell them for a few francs. And if you look at the ones that I brought in, a little bit like a pair of penguins.
They do, really, yeah.
So that the beak sits over your knuckles, and the fat bit, the body bit, is what knocks together.
So you want to invite me to try?
Yeah, have a go. See if you could. You'll probably be able to do better than me because I'm all fingers and thumbs.
So I make the penguin's beak go down towards my
down
hand?
Down towards your knuckles.
Okay,
that's
towards
right.
The knuckles.
Holding one of them firm and the other one loosely and flicking them Oh, that's right. But I don't think you can, from the way that you're doing it, I doubt that you can actually determine how they hit each other.
Oh, no. Yeah, this is extremely uncontrolled.
Exactly.
This is just kind of shaking my hand as if I've heard it.
Yes. But you mustn't shake. It's not a matter of shaking your hand. It's a matter of twisting your hand, they explained to me. I mean, you and I are having great difficulty in getting the... in controlling the way in which the clappers clap against each other. But it was really very impressive to me how very small children were able to manage them and to beat out this tune or this rhythm. I couldn't understand how the jury could possibly decide who should win and who was better than who else.
How popular is Clefala? Did this attract a big crowd?
Yes, it did. They had at least 200 entrants to their competition, and which is about average, they told me, for the year.
Seems like a lot. Wow.
Yeah, and they had a large conference hall, which was absolutely packed at the end of the evening for the prize giving and for the performances by the winning people. And, you know, they told me that they do this because they really want to keep this custom alive. And the children obviously get a lot of pleasure out of it. You know, you'll walk around and they're all practicing and clicking. And, yeah, it's obviously great fun and something that looks as if it's going to go on living.
I try three.